Ian.
Hi.
Okay, I wanted to ask you an impossible question to answer, I suppose. You know I've got these versions coming now on Thursday.
Yeah.
I kind of played it as far as I could. Some kind of a ballpark of where I'm negotiating from.
Well, but Joe Callan hasn't been in touch with you yet.
So he has, yeah. He was supposed to come today for evaluation,
yeah.
But they never turned up, so I suppose something came in the way of it.
Oh, I see.
And he was kind of saying that even if he came today,
yeah.
We're looking at a couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, my situation is I've got the Belgians coming now on Thursday and going back on Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
I then got a trade show early next month when I'm talking to a number of American companies, right? And there's two ways I can negotiate, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously for us the priority is not, there's no longer a financial. The priority is this, you know, to be reunited as family.
Yeah.
That's our bottom line now. And I can negotiate in two ways. I can negotiate to say, okay, the factory's staying here, and therefore they are paying X amount of money, and for that money they get the existing business, the building, the work, highly trained workforce, 10% corporation tax, and a gateway into the European market. Right? The other option is to say, okay, they're just buying the business, there's no building involved. They would make the tables forever, they're presently making tables.
Right.
And then the problem with that, of course, is that that's become increasingly difficult due to the fact that Forward are insisting that I pay 160 grand for the privilege of leaving. Right. In other words, everything that was paid, the relocation grant from England. Now, obviously, we would more than likely, first of all, I'm going to have to struggle to get that money. If I got that money, I'd prefer to deposit it in a court rather than give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously our argument would be that we never would have moved to Ireland in the first place had we believed for a moment that we wouldn't be allowed to realise the option at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we would have been insane to do so, you know. And
it's very difficult for me to give, as you said, it's kind of impossible. I mean, we did indicate to you there recently that the purchase price subject to board is likely to be in the order of, what did we say, 100, I haven't got the file, 110, 112,000 or something
mm-hmm.
like that. I mean, that's what I would, we're getting independent valuation, as you know.
So
that'd be, I would have thought that it would probably come in at that, but I would have to say to you that it could be that the valuers would take a more bullish view. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Put it this way, I'm not going to be held to this, but I mean, if they were taking a very bullish view, I suppose they might say, well, £20 a square foot.
Mm-hmm.
The figure I was talking to you was around £15 a square foot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, today it would probably cost you £35 a square foot to build it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 7,500, is it?
It's 7,300 and something.
Yeah, yeah.
We've increased that. We've put a mezzanine in, so there is more floor space now.
Right.
We've built two extra rooms, but it's like. So basically what we're looking at is a situation where the 1992 arrangement actually doesn't exist.
Yeah.
What we're looking at is purchasing a building and paying the rent for the last year, which is $22,500.
Yeah, yeah. Basically that's it. We have no power to say to you, it doesn't matter about the rent. We're selling a building at arm's length,
mm-hmm.
at market value to
mm-hmm.
you, and we're saying you owe rent. Basically that's it in a nutshell.
So no prisoners whatsoever, huh?
Yeah, well, no, I mean, we're a state organisation, and
mm-hmm.
we have to, we have a duty to the taxpayers to get fair value.
Mm-hmm.
And
but I mean, in fairness, we should never have been given the letter in 1992.
Well, I really,
I mean, the ethics,
you know,
officer,
we're going backwards now.
No, well, I mean, it's easy to say, but I haven't seen my kids in a month, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, what we've gone through and what we've been put through... basis of a complete con is quite beyond belief, you know.
Well,
I know it's not your fault, Adam, you know, but I mean, we were led up the garden path.
Yeah, I think you need to take those issues up with Ferbert and that.
They're a waste of breath.
Yeah.
It's like eating spaghetti with a spoon. I mean, at the end of the day, we went to them with a business plan that was, I think, undeniably the best possible business plan that they could possibly have wanted a year ago. I mean, guaranteed profitability for 2 years. And I mean, what did they want us to do? Strike oil under the building?
Yeah.
You know, and they had no way of knowing the DMARC was going to go down.
Oh, well,
it was for the juggler.
Yeah. Without,
and in my opinion, they've been trying to put us out of business to cover up the fact that they were prepared to sell that building to a group from Ballyfermot who have remained and are still anonymous.
Yeah. Well, Paul, I can't comment on that. I mean, I know it's been very distressing for you, but I really can't comment on that. I'm just looking to the future. I got immediate action when you when I spoke to Ferber the other day in relation to the sale of the building. We have to value it, and we want to sell it at a fair value, and we want our year's rent. And I can't be more upfront and straight than that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, okay. Well, I mean, that's a non-starter. I think you must know that as well as we do, you know.
Oh, what's this?
I mean, there's no way in the world we'll ever pay more than anything than was agreed in 1992. I mean, I could have swung, you know, maybe I could swing 100 and something if the rent was written off.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's no way in the world.
Well, we don't know what figure the valuation's going to come in at.
Well, I mean, there's a huge. You have to understand, there's an enormous difference between 4 years rent free and an option to purchase for £10 a square foot. And sorry, you can't buy the building if you want to leave the country. You've got to pay back all the money.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it's an immoral thing to do in the first place.
Well, it could.
If you did that in private business, you may get away with it once or twice, but I mean, your reputation would be destroyed.
Well, I can't comment on that. Well, just to say that if it's a waste exercise, I'll ask Joe to call off the valuation on that. But
I think you might as well do that.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no way I can go forward with this. Basically, I've only got one shot left, and that's to go public.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think. If you obviously if you do that, well then we're back to square one and
back to square one. We've been at square one for a year.
Yeah. Well,
we haven't had anything from Forward that's viable.
Yeah.
They have consistently come with offers in the full knowledge that the offers were not viable. They have, if they had come with anything that was in any way viable, even if it meant that me and my wife would walk away completely having lost 5 years, but the jobs would be secure, I would have gone for it. They didn't even do that. The objective has been to put us down. There is no doubt whatsoever about that, to save their own pretty little asses. Well, next Sunday, it'll be in the papers because I've had enough of this. You know, I kept on holding it back, everyone saying, go public, it's a scandal.
Well,
everyone who's seen the file and who's listened to the tapes, I mean, in fairness, I had an IDA appointee sitting in my office saying, my brother assures me it's not drug money and that's good enough for me. And then after being warned of that, they went ahead and sent the contracts to Ballyfermot. And after that, the moment I blocked that sale, it's, you're not getting it either.
Well, Paul, the figure might come in at a reasonable figure, you know, the valuation figure. I recommend to you that you run with this until we see what the figure is.
Well, what the hell am I going to say to the Belgians now on Thursday? Am I offering them the business to take away?